The fourth type of kufr is the kufr of i'rad, which basically means a kufr of non-judgmental, you know, turning away. Because when you doubt, you actually express, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. One type of kufr basically means you just don't care. Most of mankind of our times, they simply don't research and think. They don't think about the purpose of life. What am I doing here? They don't think about why has Allah created me, or why did a God create me. They have access to a lot of information. They have access to many religions. They have access to Islam. They have access to what we believe. The internet is there. The library has plenty of good books and bad books. Okay, especially in light of all that's happening, you know, today, you would think that many of them should think, well, let's see what's happening. What is the reality of this religion? What does it preach? Many of them do think, and that is why, as we all know, in the last few years, the conversion rate has gone up, you know, what, 300% or something. Because this, the international situation we find ourselves in, it forces a lot of people to do research. And because of that, when they see Islam, they are guided to the truth. For those who simply don't care, that is called kufr of i'rad, where he has the capability of researching and finding out, and he does not do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Sajda, verse 22, who does more injustice than he who hears our signs and then simply turns his back to them? He hears about Islam. This is something that we believe as Muslims, that when a person hears there is a religion out there, one of the largest religions on this earth, that claims that there is one God and that he sent a prophet, it should stir something in the heart. Let me see what this man has to say. He has an entire lifetime to do so. Take out a few minutes, find out the basics of our religion. These questions every person should ask himself or herself. You know, what is the purpose of life? What am I doing here? If a person lives his or her life in a totally animalistic state, merely satisfying his baser instincts, eating and drinking and procreating and recreating, such a person has not used the intelligence and wisdom that Allah has given him, why then should he have an excuse on the Day of Judgment? So you see, this is a very important point that many Muslims do not think about, and that is that no doubt it is the job of those who believe in Allah to spread the message. And if we don't do that job properly, we are falling short. But let us not forget that it is also the job of the rest of mankind to think about these questions and to come to us even if we don't come to them. There is a dual responsibility. There's a responsibility on us to spread the message. There's also responsibility on the rest of the world as well to think. Not necessarily to, you know, come knocking on our doors literally, but to think. And that thinking should make them research, ask questions, look up on the internet, read some books on many religions, not just our religion, and see for themselves what is the purpose of life. And that's why, alhamdulillah, throughout the centuries, you've always had intellectuals who are guided to the truth. But if somebody refuses to do so and just lives this animalistic life, then in all likelihood there is no chance of forgiveness. Even if Islam was not shoved down his throat and he said, I don't want to accept Islam. Even if nobody came knocking on his door, why didn't this person do some research? This is called kufr al-i'rab. And perhaps most of mankind of our times is guilty of this, and that they have access to knowledge about the true religion, and yet they simply do not care to ask about it. The last type of kufr, that's major kufr, is kufr of hypocrisy or kufr of nifaq, where a person claims to be Muslim, but they are not Muslim. So a person outwardly claims to be a Muslim, and yet in his heart or in her heart, they know that they are lying. They're only claiming to be Muslim for material gain. And of course, nifaq only appears at times of power for the Muslims. Okay, that's only, there was no nifaq in Mecca. There was no need to be a munafiq in Mecca. But in Medina, when the power is for Islam, it's useful to be a Muslim. It gives you a lot of privileges and advantages. So nifaq only comes at times of power. Kufr al-nifaq, as we said, is to claim to be a Muslim, whereas you in reality hide your kufr.